This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani demanding that Pakistan crack down on the Taliban after the militant group claimed responsibility for the deadly car bombing near Kabul's airport. The Afghan president is accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
These are tragedies, make no mistake. It's a tragedy.
We want to open up all these corridors. We want to open up all...
That is not Ayaz Ghul, obviously. We continue. The central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri is under a state of emergency after protests marking the anniversary of the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. The observance for Michael Brown ended with gunshots and another black teenager critically wounded. John Belmore is the police chief in the county of St. Louis where that shooting occurred. Prosecutors filed 10 charges against the 18-year-old suspect in that case. Kenya, and Uganda forming a partnership to carry crude from the Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Leaders from both countries announced the agreement on Monday. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
This is the time to double.
Mr. Kenyatta said in his soundbite that he wished that the two countries can form the agreement and continue to work together and to also to assist others in the region as well. The project still depends on financing and security guarantees from Kenya. This is VOA News. A Japanese power company restarted a nuclear reactor on Tuesday, the first one to come back online under stricter safety regulations put in place after the Fukushima disaster 4 years ago. The company expects the reactor at the Sendai facility to begin generating power as early as Friday. Japan's nuclear facilities have been shut down for 2 years to undergo safety checks. The majority of the Japanese public opposes bringing the reactors back into service. Activists gathered on Capitol Hill in Washington on Monday. Their concerns in reference to what was taking place with the Lords of Resistance Army in East Africa after the capture of Joseph Kony. Fighting between the government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine on Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. The Ukrainian presidential website reported that some 200 separatist fighters using tanks launched an attack around the village of Novolaspa. A court in Britain dropped an extradition case against Rwanda's intelligence chief, who is wanted in Spain, on war crimes charges. The court ruling Monday means that General Karenzi Karaki can return home. The London court said that British law does not permit it to hear about alleged offenses committed outside the country by non-British nationals. And police in eastern India say a stampede on Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people and injured 15 others. Authorities say the incident happened as thousands of people took part in a religious festival. People rushed toward the temple just after its doors opened. At least 6 police and soldiers killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. 2 women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claim responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.